New York City will hold its mayoral primary a week from today. The election had been scheduled for last Tuesday, but the polls were closed after the attack on the World Trade Center. Four Democrats and two Republicans are running for mayor. Some don't want to say goodbye to the incumbent, NPR's Margo Adler reports.
You hear it everywhere. Let the mayor have a few more months. Postpone the election. Have the election and postpone the transfer of power. Suspend term limits. Only a week ago, many New Yorkers would have described Mayor Rudolph Giuliani as obstinate and egotistical, a man whose recent divorce squabbles had diminished him. But 1 week after the terrorist attack, Mayor Giuliani is admired by almost all New Yorkers. People find solace in the temperate words he uses in his frequent news conferences, in his surprising lack of egoism. Perhaps, as one political analyst observed, it takes a tough man to feel free to be soft. Or as former Mayor Ed Koch, never a Giuliani fan, told the New York Times, some flawed people in extraordinary times lose their defects. On the street, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where Democrats outnumber Republicans, Jolie Stahl, Anthony Brown, and Melinda Wolf seem almost surprised at themselves as they praise him.
Up until last Tuesday, I had only negative feelings about Giuliani, and now I'm ready to write him in as a write-in candidate next Tuesday for mayor again.
A lot of people had a lot of dislike for the mayor.
Like racial issues and
racial
stuff.
Issues and things of that nature. But I will say this. Last week, I got to give Mayor Giuliani all the credit.
I was never a big Giuliani fan. I found him to be a difficult, annoying, abrasive personality. And I would vote for him for another term. I would vote for extending term limits for the mayor right now. I'm such a big fan of the way he handled this.
But term limits means Mayor Giuliani is out of office at the end of the year. Esther Fuchs is the director of the Center for Urban Research and Policy at Columbia University. She is also a consultant for Republican mayoral candidate Michael Bloomberg. She says 6 months ago the city council wanted to repeal term limits and believed they had the legal authority to do so, but there was fear of lawsuits.
Most people in the city, the good government organizations who opposed term limits from the beginning, felt to do it through the legislative arena was really subverting the will of the people because it was imposed as a referendum, and most people believe that if it was going to be repealed, it should be repealed as a referendum.
So Fuchs believes Giuliani has to step down. Asked about the groundswell of support, Mayor Giuliani told a news conference that he would help prepare the next mayor. Don't worry, he told people, there's a lot of expertise around.
The governor has stepped in. The federal government is 100% supportive. So this is a situation in which New Yorkers do not have to feel like, they're alone. It's just the opposite. We've got plenty of help, including plenty of leadership.
And Peter Vallone, one of the Democratic candidates in the primary, said while he personally would like the present mayor to stick around a while longer.
I don't think you can let terrorism defeat the normal workings of democracy. Normal working of democracy, that the election have to go on. And I think that's probably the right thing to do.
Standing on a street corner, Ben Adams, an Israeli-born sound engineer, said he believes the change in Giuliani's personality comes from the vulnerability the mayor has faced fighting prostate cancer.
He is showing a human side, and those daily therapy sessions where he talks to us are for him as well as for us. And that is the big difference, because it used to be him telling us why we're bad.
But give New Yorkers a month or so, Adams said. We won't need that kind of therapy. We have short memories. It will be politics as usual. Esther Fuchs says, no, there will be a different tone, different themes, and anyone who exploits even legitimate differences may find themselves rejected by the voters. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.